fascinating facts, candid conversations, and some levity to lighten your day. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome and a fabulous Friday to you. It's the first Friday in Lent. You can believe that. We're going to get you all set up for the weekend. We're going to share with you how the book of Proverbs in the Bible can help you disconnect from social media. Now, many of you maybe have a Lenten idea to kind of get less connected with social media, get more connected with the people in front of you. That's the funny thing about social media. Sometimes it makes us present to the people who are absent and absent to the people who are actually present in front of you. How many times have I been to a restaurant and I've seen couples out on a date or families together and they're all texting under the table and they're not even looking at each other? Well, some of you want to disconnect from social media a little bit more this Lent, maybe get more connected to God and others. We're going to share how you can do that and how you can also, once you're disconnected from that, how you can reconnect with your family this weekend. I've got a great, great piece of wisdom to share, especially for dads, later in the show. And of course, producer Lucas is going to spin the week that was. So stick around for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're not going to want to miss it. If you want to connect with us, you can call 1-888-914-9149. It's a toll-free number to call on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 1-888-914-9149. Of course, you can also tweet at me. At Cale Clark is my Twitter handle, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. Of course, we have a show account, too, at Cale Clark Show. Email, cale@relevantradio.com. So lots of fun stuff coming up. But first, I am joined right now live on the line by the D.C. correspondent, the Washington, D.C. correspondent for the Catholic News Agency, Christine Roussel. Christine, welcome to the program. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm so glad that you're on the show today, and we're going to be discussing a matter of great import, an article that you released today on CNA about what is the best fish fast food sandwich, a matter of great import, of existential angst for many Catholics. And before we do that, I just want to introduce everybody to you. You're a native of the great state of Maine, and I guess you could say we were practically neighbors as I grew up very close by in Nova Scotia. We used to get all of our American TV stations from Maine, so that's awesome to have someone from Maine on the program. We get a lot of callers from Maine, actually, believe it or not, Christine. Maybe they'll call in today, so we'll see about that. But you must be a good person because you are a big hockey fan, right?
I am a big hockey fan, yes. It's my favorite sport.
That's amazing. And so that's definitely a mark in your favor. Perhaps a mark against you is that you are a Habs fan. You are a Habs fan.
Oh, are you a Leafs fan?
Of course. The Toronto Maple Leafs
are
the official,
like, disputed territory.
Is it ever? That is so true. I'm so happy that you brought that up because, yeah, if you live in Nova Scotia, and it's amazing that you knew that. That's great. So this is a regional thing. So if you grew up in Nova Scotia on the east coast of Canada, and maybe it's the same in Maine, I don't know, but everyone's kind of equally split between being fans of the Montreal Canadiens, the Boston Bruins, because Boston's pretty close by too, or the Toronto Maple Leafs. So there you have it. I don't know if it's like that in Maine, too. Probably more Bruins fans, I guess. But
definitely Bruins territory. I got some not-so-nice text messages after the Bruins won the Cup in 2011. But a lot of people of French-Canadian descent, like myself, are Habs fans.
Oh, to be sure. And listen,
we all like the Patriots, though.
You don't like the Patriots, or you do?
No, we all do like the Patriots.
You do, of course.
One thing that no one really fights on.
Yeah, there you go. You can all agree on that, absolutely. And were you happy to see Brady win the Super Bowl?
Mixed feelings.
Okay. We can get into that another time. Well, listen, the Habs have 24 cups. That's nothing. You can always, if somebody, you know, tries to razz you through a text message, you can always throw that in their face. 24 cups. You can't dispute that. Absolutely. So we do respect the Montreal Canadiens franchise on this program, to be sure. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're not here to talk about hockey, as fun as that may be. We're here to talk about fish sandwiches. And Lent, of course, is a season of penance. And as you know, there's no meat on Fridays, no meat for you. This being the first Friday in Lent 2021, you have done the Catholic world a great service by counting down on CNA the top five fast food fish sandwiches. And Christine, I have to tell you, I laughed out loud because I saw a tweet that you posted yesterday. And you wrote this, and I quote, "In a stunning attack on the Catholic community, Chick-fil-A will not be serving the fish sandwich this Lenten season. Stay tuned to CNA Live to see who we will crown the new champion of fast food fish." And sadly, you actually had to clarify that it was, in fact, a joke. They're not trying to target the Catholic community in any way.
No, but it was a shock, honestly. So normally, every Chick-fil-A is independently owned, so mm-hmm. owners can decide if they want to pander to the Catholic population and serve the fish sandwich during Lent. So the first Chick-fil-A I called in the area said, no, we don't have it. And the next Chick-fil-A was like, no, actually, nobody has it this year. So
wow.
that was my immediate reaction was to post that tweet, because I was honestly shook.
That's incredible. Well, listen, other than Chick-fil-A's stunning departure from the fish sandwich game, what has changed in the 3 years since you guys last ranked the fish sandwiches?
So we also ranked the Bojangles' Bojangler, which was my personal favorite name of a fish sandwich. And unfortunately, due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, Bojangles has made the decision to shutter the store that was nearest the D.C. office.
Oh, no.
And there was none that was really within, like, a reasonable driving distance for reviewing, which is unfortunate because I do like Bojangles normally. And then this year, we reviewed Arby's for the first time. Huh. And then we also, Wendy's and Popeye's both changed their fish sandwich from the 2018 offering.
Yeah, and that's a major
big
point
in
your
world
article.
Of fast food fish.
Absolutely. My guest is Christine Roussel from the Catholic News Agency, and we're talking about the top five fish sandwiches, which you need to know for Lent. And before we proceed with the rankings, we need to set the parameters here, because this is pretty serious research. What is, in fact, your definition of what makes a fish sandwich?
So, for the purposes of this review, I chose only to review fish sandwiches, which I defined as a piece of fried fish in between bread. There's no grilled fish sandwiches available, unfortunately, for my arteries at any of the major fast food restaurants. And then, for the sake of fairness, I got all of the sandwiches and then brought them to my house so that mm-hmm. they would all experience a little bit of the drive-through fatigue,
oh.
like degrading.
a little sogginess, maybe.
Really isn't a thing in Virginia, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right. As it is in a lot of places. I think that's a good thing to put in the competition for sure, because, yeah, not a lot of restaurants are open in a lot of places. And one thing I did like about your ratings is that you did add a pandering bonus for those who offered a limited-time fish sandwich, you know, just for the Lenten season.
Religious people to come eat their food by offering a special item, I think we should recognize that.
I think so, too. I think, yeah, pandering points are good by me. My guest is Christine Roussel, and we're talking about the top five fish sandwiches from fast food outlets in America. You need to know this for Lent. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 1-888-914-9149. Maybe you can call in and tell us your favorites. Well, listen, let's walk through the ones that you covered. Talk about the Arby's Crispy Fish.
So the Arby's Crispy Fish was new to the rankings this year and also new to me, since mm-hmm. I am pretty sure I've only ever ordered curly fries at Arby's, which are, like, really, really good. So I ordered the Crispy Fish, and mm-hmm. it was the only bun that only sandwich that was served in the sesame seed bun, which was interesting. I thought it was kind of an elevating factor to the fish sandwich versions, and it was honestly the only sandwich that I received had an appropriate amount of tartar sauce. But those are basically the only good things, and everything else about the Arby's Crispy Fish was just kind of meh. It wasn't okay. actually that crispy. The name was kind of a bit of a lie. It wasn't soggy, but it was just like, it was like eating like an older French fry, you know? Like, there definitely like was a crisp to it at some point, uh-huh. but it just kind of, it was disappointing, I thought.
Yeah, it's hard to factor in how much the drive home might have affected the sogginess factor. It's hard to know. But Arby's, of course, has their famous tagline, "We have the meats," you know. Do they have the fish, too? What was your final ranking?
I gave them 3.5 fishes out of 5 on the 5 fish scale. Which, like, it wasn't a bad time, but it wasn't a good time. But, I mean, also Lent is about penance, so, like, maybe this is appropriate.
There you go. And you got to give credit for the sesame seed bun, though, too. That's next level. That really is. And I should say this, too. My best friend in high school, Steve, he actually worked, you know, when he wasn't in school, he would work afternoons and weekends as a manager at an Arby's location. And that's pretty mature for a high school student to be a manager of an Arby's. I couldn't even do that now, much less in high school. So much respect, Steve, if you're listening. Well, let's move on now to the Burger King offering called the Big Fish.
Yes. The Big Fish did give me a stomach ache when I was done with it.
Okay, that's never a good start off.
But it was also similar to the Arby's. It was just kind of boring. Like, there was pickles and iceberg lettuce, which was, I thought, a good choice. But it was also, like, just too much lettuce.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
It was just kind of like, so you mostly just tasted tartar sauce and lettuce when you, like, ate the sandwich, which, and then, like, there was a vague fish product in there. And they used pollock, which is pretty flaky and just doesn't really have a strong flavor on its own. But, and also, it says they had tartar sauce, but, like, I've never seen tartar sauce that, like, didn't have any of, like, the relish bit of it, so I'm pretty sure they just had mayonnaise on it. And the fish sandwich had too much mayonnaise on it. And, like, I am not someone to shy away from, like, condiments, but it was, like, I was eating this and I was, like, had a distinct feeling of, like, doom come over me of, like, this is shortening my lifespan eating this sandwich.
My guest
is Which, again, could be great for Lent.
It's a penance unto itself. My guest is Christine Roussel from the Catholic News Agency, and we're counting down based on her article, which came out today. And you can certainly find that on the web, on their website. And her, by the way, Christine's Twitter handle, she's a great follow on Twitter. You should follow her at C Roussel, and that's spelled C-R-O-U-S-S-E-L-L-E. And I have to say this. Yeah, you'd mentioned in the article that you didn't think they had tartar sauce on the Burger King fish sandwich. You thought it was mayonnaise. You know, come on. People are going to notice that. You can't say, oh, they won't notice. But I have two major questions about how you described the sandwich in the article. You said, first of all, the sandwich was wrapped in a dedicated wrapper specifically for fish. What do you mean by that? Like newspaper? Like what is a dedicated wrapper for?
I don't know how often you go to fast food places. I am trying to cut back on it. But like, you know how McDonald's has, like, the box that says, like, Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, so Wendy's, for instance, had the fish sandwich wrapped in a wrapper that had, like, chicken products on it. Like, spicy chicken. It's, like, how they wrap it a certain way so that a certain part of the label is showing, like, how you know it's a spicy chicken versus, like, a regular chicken. Mm-hmm. So this one actually had fish written on it. So you know it's a fish sandwich, whereas Wendy's just put a sticker that said fish on it on top of the chicken wrapper.
It's a limited time offer. We can only get stickers. Yeah. We don't want dedicated wrappers. And I thought it was also funny that you said that the Burger King one, you specifically mentioned that it smelled decent. And I'm thinking, wow, did the other ones not? Like, would they smell like, you know, that horrible fish smell, like too much? Or anyways, I thought that was kind of funny. But anywho.
None of them smelled like overly fishy, but like I did think the Burger King one smelled good. I could also have just been hungry. I'm honestly not sure.
Well, I do love the fact that they had crinkle cut pickles on the Burger King sandwich. That's huge in my books.
Yeah, it definitely added an interesting texture.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on. Now, this caused a lot of controversy. You've got a lot of McDonald's fanboys who aren't loving it, so to speak. Your ranking of the McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it was just, the Filet-O-Fish was the original Catholics please come eat food at my restaurant on a Friday product. And like that, there's something to be said for that. But also it's not a bad sandwich. It's just that everybody else's sandwich are better. I don't think they've changed the Filet-O-Fish recipe since it was first debuted in the 70s.
Probably
maybe the 60s. I'm not sure. But I don't think they've changed the menu, the recipe since then, which, you know, times have changed. Like, fast food trends have changed. And food trends have changed. And the Filet-O-Fish, unfortunately, has not changed. And it also just, like, there's, I mean, it's a fast food sandwich. Like, who are we kidding when you talk about, like, health and stuff? Yeah. But there's no vegetables on the Filet-O-Fish. There's half a piece of cheese, which is strange, but
that is strange.
It seems to work.
I've never been able to figure that out.
Yeah, and somebody in the responses on my Twitter actually said that they worked at a McDonald's and tried it with a whole piece of cheese and was like, that was too much. But I couldn't even taste the cheese. So, I mean, I guess to each their own. But I think it would just be a better sandwich if they put, like, lettuce or a tomato or, like, pickles on it by default and not have to, like, pay extra for it.
Yeah, I was always wondering, like, why did they only put half a slice of cheese on it? Like, they can certainly afford a full slice, but maybe it's a taste thing. Like you said, maybe they've sort of, like, gone through these focus groups and it was just too much. But anyways, now, so you ranked it last. I have to admit this. You ranked it last, but it did have, and it was the most expensive.
The Burger King one. They both got three.
Okay, yeah, they both got three. But McDonald's is, you know, one mark against it is it's also the most expensive one, even though it's not, you know, highest ranking on your list. On the good side, it has less calories than any of the other ones. I mean, that's a relative thing, I guess, but...
Yeah. And yeah. McDonald's, to its credit, has also put out coupons for the Filet-O-Fish for this time of year. But in the sake of fairness, I did not use those.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah, you don't want to be paid off or bought off by these guys, right? So with these coupons. Anyways, having said that...
Big gold merches, yeah.
My guest is Christine Roussel from the Catholic News Agency. We're counting down the top fish fast food sandwiches for Lent 2021. Well, let's move on to some of the more meatier, you know, I guess you can't really say meaty when it comes to fish, but let's talk about the Popeye's Cajun Flounder Sandwich. And this is new this year. I saw ads for this. This is really interesting.
Yes, they definitely got a pandering bonus because they released the sandwich on February 15th, which is immediately prior to Ash Wednesday. So well done, Popeye's. I was thoroughly impressed with the sandwich, although I thought it could, my sandwich could have used a little bit more tartar sauce. Your experience may vary. But it had a spice to it, which every other fast food chain had just kind of neglected to think about.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like too spicy or overpoweringly spicy. So I thought that was good. And I, before I like took my first bite, I actually had the thought of like, I'm not sure I've ever had flounder before, but
yeah.
It was the only not pollock fish sandwich. Well, I don't actually know what the Filet-O-Fish was because the website link was broken, but it was the only not identified as pollock fish sandwich that I tried. And I think it made a big difference. Like the flounder had some heft to it and it tasted really good.
Well, so they're anything but floundering.
Like, I would eat this on a not Friday.
Oh, wow. Well, wow, that's high praise. They're certainly not floundering with this sandwich or Popeye's. And, well, listen, that's another interesting that's another interesting trend, too, the move to pollock from cod. I remember cod was all the rage with these sandwiches a couple years ago.
Yeah, Wendy's had a cod sandwich, which we got to next, which they replaced it with a pollock sandwich. But it's been very, like, I mean, there's also been, like, a lot of emphasis on sustainability and, like, not using overfished species, which I mean, as someone from who grew up like next to an ocean, you get it. Like, I appreciate that. Like, you know, maintaining a livelihood for fishermen and for species and avoiding collapse and things like that. But yeah, the choice of flounder was interesting on Popeye's part, and I'm wondering what led to that because they used to have a fish po' boy sandwich.
That's right.
Which was pretty good in its own right. But I'm not sure when that went away, but because this is the first time I've ranked sandwiches in 3 years. But they had it in 2018, and by 2020, it's been replaced by the far better flounder sandwich.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm starting to get really, really hungry. My guest is Christine Roussel from the Catholic News Agency. We're talking about the top fast food fish sandwiches for Lent 2021. Well, let's talk about the last one, the Wendy's Wild Caught Alaskan Fish Sandwich. What was your impression of this one?
Well, as I wrote in the article, after my first bite, I actually said out loud, and I live alone, so this is really weird, well done, Wendy, because I did not expect it to be as good as it was. And it actually, like, was crispy. There was an audible crunch, like, with the Popeye sandwich when I bit into it. Yeah, and, like, it was a good time. Like, I wasn't mad that I was eating this. The sandwich I tried in 2018 from Wendy's was overpowered with dill.
Okay.
And, like, that's, like, the main thing I remember from that sandwich was it tasted so much like dill. But they, I guess they might have tweaked the recipe or something. I don't know what they did, but they figured it out. And if you live near Wendy's and not near Popeye's and you really want a fish sandwich, I would go to the Wendy's.
Wow. And maybe the crunch is due to panko, right? That's a big thing now, too, right?
Yeah. I think the cod version of the sandwich was also panko breaded, but I don't remember it being extremely crispy, and I'm pretty sure I ate that one actually at the Wendy's, so there would be no excuse for that. But this one was really good. Like, it was really good.
Wow, way to go, Wendy, I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. What are your final thoughts here? Let's go through the rankings. Okay, so we're going to break this down a little bit. We're going to give you an overall champion in just a second, but best filet. What'd you say to that?
The best filet I thought was Wendy's.
Okay, Wendy's.
I didn't think it was necessarily fair to put Popeye's there because it was the only one made with a different kind of fish.
Good point. The worst filet, in your opinion?
McDonald's. I feel really bad saying this.
Listen, we still don't know what it's made out of because they maybe intentionally broke that link, 404 not found. You know, what is this thing made of? Anyways, well, we'll find out. I'm sure that they will respond. The best bread?
The best bread I thought was Wendy's.
Okay. The cheapest? For those on a budget.
Was Arby's, surprisingly.
Arby's.
I mean, it was only by like 20 cents.
Hey, that could be a lottery ticket, you know, or the difference, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so the priciest option, we kind of already covered this. We gave this away. It was McDonald's. And I can't believe that because they don't even give you a full. The fewest calories, but not, maybe that's because they only give you half a slice of cheese. I don't know. But the most calories.
That was Popeye's because nothing good ever, you know, is good for you as well.
And the best overall, your gold medal winner would be?
Popeye's, although Wendy's put up a heck of a fight.
Wow. All right. Well, there you have. Well, listen, I really want to thank you, Christine, for coming on the show. And also, for taking a bullet for the team here, for putting your arteries at risk here and risking a stomach ache, maybe several, testing these for the Catholic community. You've done us a great, great service. I appreciate that a lot.
It's the least I can do.
And by the way, folks, just so you know, Christine does do a lot more serious journalism than this. You can follow her on Twitter at C. Roussel, R-O-U-S-S-E-L-L-E. And of course, she writes for the CNA, the Catholic News Agency, at CNA Live is their Twitter handle. Christine, thanks so much for taking the time. Have a great weekend, and hey, have a fish sandwich.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I actually had sushi tonight for dinner.
Yeah, give yourself a break. All right. Well, listen, I really appreciate that. Thanks for your time, and hey, go Habs.
Yeah, go Habs, go.
All right. Thanks, Christine. That was Christine Roussel from the Catholic News Agency, counting down the best fish sandwiches, fast food style, for Lent 2021. Remember, it's a Friday in Lent. No meat for you, no meat for me. Got to do it right. We'll be right back on the Cale Clark Show right after this break.